and it was completely calm. Verse 27 says, the men were amazed and asked, what kind of man is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. Amen. May the Lord have a blessing to the readers, the obeyers, and the sanctified listeners of his word. Amen. We're going to talk a little bit today about faith over fear. Faith over fear. But I want to add just a little ending to that. Can you stand the rain? Faith over fear. Can you stand the rain? In your time of studying, if you go back and you get a little time today, I want you to go back and read what happened previously leading up to them getting on this boat and going across the sea, okay? So what happened is Jesus performed so many miracles. Yeah. He was performing so many miracles before all of this happened, before him getting on this boat with the disciples, and then they headed on over to the other side. He was healing so many people from diseases. They would go and meet Jesus, and he would love them. He heals them. He casted out demons in large crowds. But we noticed in this particular scripture text that the disciples were separated from the crowd and Jesus, and then they got on his boat. And then trouble began to rise. And Jesus is found asleep. Well, my mind began to wonder, man. My mind began to think, man, like, how in the world can Jesus be asleep during the storm? Jesus has healed just so many people. He loved them. He loved his enemies. He did so many miracles. He helped David fight Goliath. Or defeat Goliath, remember that? Yep, and remember the story of Job, right? Job lost everything. I'm just talking about a couple of storms that happened. Job lost everything he owned, his wife, his kids, his Rolex watches, all of that. He lost it all. Yeah. What about the three Hebrew boys that was caught in the furnace fire? Talking about some storms that rose up against some people. But God was still faithful in the midst of the storm. So in this particular text, if you know anything about a storm, we know that, I don't know if you, this is me, maybe not y'all, but if I'm sleeping and there's a storm, I instantly wake up. For two reasons. My wife is completely scared and she just hits me. Rio, did you hear that? Yes, I heard it now because I got slapped. Because I be snoozing for real. All right? Or because my kids then ran into the room and said, I'm scared. So typically what happens when a storm comes, we begin to show a little fear. We begin to show a little bit of fear. Now, when I start reading about Jesus falling asleep, I began to think about some times when I was going through my storm. And I began to think, I'm going through a storm, and I don't see nothing changing. God, are you asleep on me? Are you sleeping while I'm going through a storm? Maybe it's not you. Maybe you've just been saved your whole life. Maybe you ain't never went through no storm or no situations, no issues, no drama in your life. None of that good stuff. All I could talk about is what I've been through and how I've watched myself struggle through the storm. How I've wanted to cry so many nights. How I wanted to give up so many times. How I felt like nobody was there but me. Can you relate? And then I started saying, man, God, I'm in a relationship with you. Where you at? I don't hear my phone ringing. I'm still hurt. Still got more bills than I got money. People still dealing with toxic relationships. People still dealing with anxiety. We're still dealing with sickness in our lives, death, loss of a loved one. Where are you, God? Are you asleep? And Jesus says, all I need you to do is ask. Just call on my name and watch what I'll do. So just like in this scripture text today, I just believe that Jesus knew that a storm was coming as I was reading this. Why else would he tell them to get in the boat and follow me? Get in the boat. Follow me. We're gonna go to the other side of the lake, right? Watch this. Because he already knew that it was going to be a storm that was coming. And just so conveniently, Jesus is found sleeping. And so he says, as these waves are coming and as this storm is coming, Lord God, I need you to wake up. Where are you, God? I need you, God. Jesus. And he wakes up and he says, oh, ye of little faith. Oh, ye of little faith. And then he rebuked the winds and everything was calm. Now, I'm going somewhere with this. I need y'all to watch this. I need y'all to watch how miraculous Jesus is. I need y'all to know that there is nothing too big, nothing too small, nothing too wide that my God cannot handle. I need y'all to understand this. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 2 says, when you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through the rivers of difficulties, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burnt up. The flames will not assume you. So many times in our lives, we need to hear and hold on to these words from God to know that I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Just because it's raining outside, just because it's storming outside, I need you to stand the rain. I need you to stop allowing your fear to overcome your faith. See, a lot of times we come to church, we get filled up with the word, and it keeps us going for the next couple days, holding on to God's word. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Jesus, I just love you so much. And then by the time we get outside, it's over. It went right on through us because somebody done made us mad at the grocery store. Right? But we Christian folk, we're followers of Christ. Okay? I talked about this in the men's ministry today. We have to know how to fight back. We've got to know how to fight back. We have to know how to be spiritually strong in the word of God. Yeah. So these words, these scriptures that are taught to us, we need to hide them in our hearts. So when Jesus Christ said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, we need to hold on. We got to call him out on this stuff. We got to call him out on this stuff, right? Listen, when your phone ring and it's a bill collector, just go ahead and answer it. What you hiding for? Mortgage bill due? We hiding over here in the corner. I don't even want to open up that mail because I know that the mortgage due. What are we hiding for? Don't you know that you serve a man? Listen, you serve somebody who is higher than higher than anything in this world. Has a more power than anything in this world, anybody in this world. He can do all things but fail. You tired of dealing in a situation that you're dealing with? In your storm? Give it to Jesus. He's already there. He's already there. All you got to do is tap in and say, Jesus, I need your help. Tag Jesus. When I was a kid, I used to watch wrestling. I know y'all used to watch wrestling too. I don't want to act like none of y'all don't lie because y'all was in here watching wrestling too, all right? I was watching WWE, right? And what would happen, man, is I used to like to watch the tag team champions, right? Because I just thought that was the coldest thing in the world, all right? So what happened was they would have this ring, and then one opponent would be in there versus another opponent, but they would have a teammate on the other side, on the outside of the ring. And what would happen was when they was getting their butt kicked, they could just reach on over and just tag the other person in. And then you had like a couple of seconds and you could just get your little stumps in, right? You could beat up the person a little bit, then you got to get on out. So all I'm here to tell y'all is when we go through our storms in our lives, just reach your hand out and tag on Jesus. And tag on Jesus. Tag Jesus in and say, listen, God, this storm is too much for me. One thing that I've learned is that Scripture teaches us that he won't put no more on us than what we can bear. And the reason why God does everything for a reason. Everything that you go through is for a reason, I promise you. I'm a firm believer of it. Everything you go through in life is for a reason. I promise you that. God has already, listen, he had already made a way already out of that situation. I promise you. All you got to do is just show up. All you got to do is just show up to the situation and get ready to walk through the situation. And it may be hard. Yep, you might get hit from every angle through the storm. But can you stand the rain? Can you stand the rain? Listen, New Edition, one of my favorite groups of all time, just to let y'all know that, they came out with a song that said, "Can You Stand the Rain?" And I never understood that song until I got older. And I began to think of how they said that everybody loves the sunny days. Everybody loves when it's cardinals flying around and it's sunshine outside and it's butterflies floating around. They like that when it's hot outside. They love it when everything is all good. But what about when it starts raining? What about when the storm comes? Can you stand the rain? Can you stand up and fight? Can you allow your faith to overpower your fear? Job is a prime example. Job, man, that boy, Job, man. Listen. I feel like everybody in this room should take a lesson from Job. Listen, Job, man, had his stuff together. You hear me? Job was a cool cat, man. For real, for real. Job had everything. He had it all. He had the Rolexes. He had the cars. He had the car like Brother Derek got. That cool Lincoln that Brother Derek got. I'm going to drive that one day. Listen, Job was so cool. He had everything, beautiful wife, family, he had money. But they had a conversation, God and the devil. And listen, some things was cooking up in that conversation. What happened was the devil said, "I promise you, I can get Job to turn on you." That's what he said in the word. Scripture says that. I said, "Nah, man, you crazy. Not Job. Not my Job." He said, "Watch this." He started taking everything from Job. Everything. I'm talking about his health. I'm talking about his children was talking back to him, cussing him out. His wife said, "I don't want nothing to do with you. Listen, because you done did something to upset God. Listen, you might as well curse God and die." But you know what Job said? This is what I love about Job. Job had so much faith in God. Job said, "Listen, God, I don't know what I did. I don't got to know. But I know that you are able to do anything." Yeah, Job said, I know that you're able to do anything exceedingly abundantly. And if you don't, if you don't do anything, it don't even mean that you can't do it. It don't mean that you can't do it. So what happened was, all this stuff was taken from Job. You know the story. He never wavered on his faith. Stood right there and just took the storm. Hail, sleet, snow, rain, the sunshine, he took it all. Everything that was coming to him, he took it. And he said, "God, I trust you. I trust you, God." Is that you on today? Do you have the faith like Job did? Or maybe you're not as strong as Job. Maybe you just saying, listen, God, look, I don't want no parts of this. I don't want nothing to do with these storms that's coming in my life. And you can say that, and it's going to still happen, because everybody in here has to go through a storm. Everybody in here. Everybody in here. As long as you live, you're going to go through some storms in your life. You're going to go through some situations in your life that's going to be meant to change you, meant to break you, meant to fold you up, meant to make you cry up in a corner, meant to call on your friend, and then they give you some bad advice. It's going to be some storms that's going to make you want to do some things to some people. But we got to say, you know what, God? I trust in you. I know that you are able. I know what you can do. You know what Job said? I had a little talk with Job. Job said, listen, I already knew he was going to do it for me, because he did it for Daniel when he was in the lion's den. I already knew he was going to do it for me because he did it for the three Hebrew boys that was in the fiery furnace. I already knew he was going to do it for me because David, when he defeated that Goliath, I already knew the battle was going to already be won. I already knew that the storm couldn't hold me down because he already did it. So what I'm telling y'all is the same God that did that back then is the same God that can do it right now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They say he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Can you stand the rain? Can you stand the rain? Now, I got a little concoction that's in this glass bottle. Make sure I throw this away, babe, when I get home, because I don't want to wake up and, well, not wake up from the two-cycle oil. So here's your faith. This bottle represents you. This is your faith inside of you. What happens is, that never happens with God. We can't pray and worry at the same time. We can't say, God, I serve you today, and say, God, listen, this storm is too much for me tomorrow. We can't say, God, I give my all to you, and be afraid to pay our tithes. Can I be real? It just don't mix. See, a lot of times we can't get through our storms or our situations because we worried that God cannot do what he say he can do. In this ship, as the storm came, Jesus was sound asleep. Now, the disciples have been on all type of trips with Jesus. They didn't been everywhere with him. And now this storm came about, and now he got to see, can they really trust him? We talking about followers of Christ. Followers of Christ. The same exact way. You're followers of Christ. God said, come on and follow me. Come on to my building. Give my word to your people. But the storms are coming. God said, can you stand the rain? I'm going to give that a couple more minutes. I shook it up a little bit too much. Because I want to show y'all the miraculous peace of God. I want to show y'all what God can do. Because our storms are not here to overtake our lives. Yeah. You might go through a storm. You might go through the storm, but that's not going to be your end all be all. That's not your end all be all. That's not your new lifestyle. I know some folk, man, who always calling or they always talking about everything that they go through. So what? We all go through everything. We all go through stuff. You're going to go through stuff as long as you live. But we got to know that we got to be able to stand the storm. We got to be able to stand the rain. We got to be able to know whose name we should be calling on when we go through these issues or these situations in our life. We got to know that there's a man who sit high and look low upon our lives that is able to do everything but fail us. We got to know that there's a man who has been doing this for so many years. Listen, he ain't new to this. He ain't new to this. This ain't something that he just woke up and just started doing. He been doing this. We got to put our trust in the Lord. We got to put all of our faith in the Lord. If I could say one thing, man, that I like to leave with y'all. If you have not been through a storm, get ready because you're going through a storm. Storms are coming. Brother Shaq said today, he said it so elegantly, to be prepared. Preparation. Even if you are prepared, you're going to go through them storms and you're going to still say, man, I packed this umbrella for this storm. But for some reason, this storm is just too much for me. I packed my rain boots, but for some reason, this storm is just too much. You can show up prepared. You can show up prepared for the storm, and the storm still is there to overtake you. But I promise you, the best way to be prepared for this storm is to call on the name of Jesus. Say, Jesus Christ, I need you. I need you to take this storm. I need you to take the wheel. I need you to take my umbrella. I need you to cover me. I need for you to be my umbrella. I need for you to be my rain boots. I need for you to hold my hand as I go through this storm. Old folks used to sing a song and say, precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on, let me stay. Listen, I'm talking about a man who can do all things but fail. Because faith and fear don't mix. Faith and fear would never mix. Just like praying and worry would never mix. The Bible teaches us, don't be worried about tomorrow. Tomorrow has enough problems of its own. And when it comes to it, we're going to be able to get through tomorrow. I know a lot of y'all are thinking, what will 25 bring? What type of storms will 25 bring? Well, I ain't to tell you, I don't care what type of problems it's going to bring. As long as Jesus is alive, there is hope. As long as Jesus is alive, there is hope. God bless you all.
Everybody stand to your feet. Give the Lord a hand clap. Brother Johnny posted a post on Facebook. He says, learn how to dance in the rain and you won't get wet. Learn how to dance in the rain and you won't get wet. All right. So you got to know who's in control of the storm. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for this message. Thank you for Minister Terrio. Thank you for speaking through him. Thank you for such a powerful message to let us know that if we look to you, no storm will overtake us that we can't handle. See, we can do all things through Christ that give us strength. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for being with us. We thank you for being present in our life. So as we move forward in our journey in life and as trials and tribulations come, let us lean more into you, knowing that worry is like a rocking chair. It keeps you busy, but it doesn't get you anywhere. So, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we ask you to give us traveling mercies as we leave this place. Be with us. Let us have a wonderful, wonderful, awesome, magnificent season. Trusting in you, having faith and confidence in you. Let us represent you in everything we do. If we focus on you, then the storm can't get us because we're so busy loving others. So thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The altar is open for those who do not know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. You'd like to have him in your life to help you through these storms. The altar will be open for those who like prayer. Please come forward for prayer, please. Because I dismissed.